Okay, let's pray in silence. Amen. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, we start the afternoon class. Sing him one number. One number. Sing him. Yeah, one number. 500, yes, no, 500. The main sitting and sing him 43. This is a main theme, 43. Sing verse 1 and 4. 43.
Thank you.
Let's review what we learned last class. The high priest garment, so you can see it's so beautiful, represents beauty and authority. Okay. And the priest, it's only three pieces. And once you serve as priest, then God said, Aaron and Moses, then they have to stay inside the tabernacle continually for 7 days. Let's turn to Leviticus chapter 8. Chapter 8, 35. Therefore, you shall stay at the door of the tabernacle of a meeting day and night for 7 days, and keep the charge on the Lord, so that you may not die, for so I have been commanded. Then 36. So Aaron and his sons did all the things that the Lord had commanded by the hand of Moses. So we can see after they become and also ordained as a priest, and they will stay inside the tabernacle. Then you can imagine the tabernacle actually is only 150 long and 75 feet wide. And they have to stay inside for 7 days and seven nights. And again, they cannot enter into the inner court, the most holy place. They cannot get into the most holy place. Only once a year they can enter the holy place. So in other words, they only can walk around the outer court. So stay there for 7 days and seven nights. And for some people, they may not take it, right? They say, why we have to stay here? It's no TV, no computer, no bicycle, no internet, and nothing, no car. So how can we stay here for seven days and seven nights, and no kitchen? No cake, no barbecue machine, no A1 sauce, only meh. So it's so boring. But verse 36. So Aaron and his sons did all the things the Lord had commanded by the hand of Moses. So this morning, Pastor Woody just give us encouragement, right? Be obedient. It's very important. See, even a priest, after God ordained them as a priest, then they just keep obedient, whatever God says. We just do it. They did not complain and ask why. Then Jesus is the high priest, according to Hebrews chapter 8, verse 1. You know already, Jesus is the high priest, and Jesus is a priest as well. That's why a couple of days ago I gave you homework, right? Jesus prayed three roles, the worshiper and the priest, and also God. So Jesus is priest as well, and we are priests. Okay, let's turn to Revelation. Chapter 1. Chapter 1, verse 5. Verse 5. And from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler over the kings of the earth, to him who loved us and washed us from our sins, his own blood. 7, and has made us kings and priests to his God and Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. So through Jesus' blood, then we can be priests to serve his kingdom. Then turn to chapter 5, verse 9. And having made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on the earth. So because Jesus Christ become priest, and we also become priest, we just follow him. And go back to verse 9. And they sang a new song, saying, "You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain and have redeemed us to God by your blood, by Jesus' blood." That's why, you know, everything refers to Jesus. When you read Leviticus, we just refer all the names and sacrifice to Jesus Christ. The blood. So blood is the key. And while we have to offer animals, to kill animals, and take blood inside the inner court, because blood for blood, right? Tooth for tooth, and eyes for eyes, and blood for blood, because there is a life in blood. So only blood can redeem sins. Only blood can redeem sins. Only Jesus' blood can redeem us. So that's why we need the blood. And after our sins have been cleansed, then we can serve in the kingdom as a priest. So this is our privilege, and we have to keep this status and cherish this status. Okay, so if the text says this, Jesus is a high priest, the number one, Jesus is high priest, and number two, Jesus is priest. Number three, we are priests. Which one is correct? Number one, number two, number three, and number four, it's all of them. Right? So number four is correct, right? All of them. You know, this morning, we just studied this. Then now, we move to the case study. We want to be an FBI investigator, the FBI. Then the case. What's the case? Turn to Leviticus chapter 10. So this afternoon, we will be judged, we will be investigators. 10. Chapter 10, verse 1. Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, each took his censers and put a fire on it, put incense on it, and offered profane fire before the Lord, which he has not commanded them to. So fire went out from the Lord and devoured them, and they died before the Lord. So this is the case. The case is they died. Okay. So Nadab and Abihu died before God. And what caused they died? Bible says they offer profane fire, a strange fire, strange. They never seen before, so strange. Like when you dress African, you know, costume here, then you look very strange, right? Because we never seen that before. You know, when I went to Africa, the African members just gave us the suit, African suit, yeah. And so strange. So when I brought back to America, and I just tried to wear, when I went to church, right, I tried to wear, but my wife said, "No, you should not wear that because it looks very strange." Yeah. If we're in Africa, of course, it would be no problem. So strange because they never seen before, and nobody commanded this. Even Moses or God did not command them this. So they offer strange. So if somebody consider whatever you have done or whatever you said is so strange, then we have to reflect, re-examine ourselves. Why you consider whatever I dress, whatever I wear, whatever I say, whatever I do is strange. And then reasonable doubt. this like a court, a lawyer, they have a right, or everybody have a right to raise a reasonable doubt. Is it so serious? Because they have a heart, right? They have a heart to serve the Lord. They have a heart. They have prepare the censer and prepare and put some incense and also put a fire on it to serve the Lord. And they also rush, right? They went back to their home and then rush come back to the tabernacle. So they have a heart to serve the Lord. And it turned out just died before God. So what happened? So we have to see what God said. Okay, what God said. Then let's turn to Exodus. Exodus chapter 30. So we try to explore the evidence and what happening. Verse 8. Ted Chen, would you please read from 8 to 10? Okay, thank you. So what's the point here? The verse 9, you should not offer strange incense on it. Strange. So God says so already, so do not offer strange incense on it. And verse 10, and Aaron should make atonement upon it, its horns once a year with the blood of the sin offerings of atonement. So once a year, he shall make atonement upon it throughout your generations. It is most holy of the Lord. So 2 points here. Should not offer strange incense. And then the second point, once a year, you cannot say, today I'm so happy, I want to enter inside. No, even you are so happy, there's no way. So we cannot serve the Lord according to our emotions, according to our feelings. No. God says, or God says, should not offer strange incense. Then we just don't do it. Then God said, you only can enter the most holy place once a year, not according to your feelings, according to your emotions. No. Okay. So that's what happened. And then 34. Verse 34 to 38. Same chapter. 34 to 38. Andrew Dean. Okay. Okay, thank you. So what's the point here? Verse 37, but as for the incense which you shall make, you shall not make any of for yourselves according to its composition. It shall be to you holy for the Lord. So, which means the incense which God commanded only can be used for the Lord. Okay. So even you know how to make the incense, but you cannot make for yourself. Even you know the composition, right? You know the ingredient. If you are studying chemistry, then you studied, this is what kind of ingredient, right? And then you will make it by yourself. You say, I can make it because I knew the composition, I know the ingredient. So I studied the chemistry, I can make myself. No, there's no way, okay. So nobody can make any incense compete with the Lord. But they violate. And then let's turn to Leviticus 16. Verse 1 and 2. Leviticus 16. 1 and 2. 小乖. 1 and 2. Okay, so here God mentioned again second time because Aaron's son just enter into the most holy place anytime and should not do so again, no more. Okay, so only once a year, remember, only once a year. So now after we investigate, yeah, and then we have to make a conclusion, right? We have to close the case. So how to close the case? How to close the case? Alicia, you studied law, right? Okay, so would you read? Yeah. Will make more sense to you, huh? From Bible, yeah. You read? The first one. Okay, so we have to worship him according to his way, according to his way. Then second point. Okay, obedience is better than sacrifice. Let's read it all together. Just say obedience is better than sacrifice. 1, 2, 3, go. Okay, maybe you will do many things, right? But while you do the job, which the council member assign you, and then just complain, and nagging, complain, and nagging. So just be obedient. Okay, whatever they assign us, just say, yes, sir, I will do it. Yeah. No second word, yeah, just yes, sir. Then third point. Okay, so when we show our obedience, which means we will show our respect. Respect who? Respect the person who assigned the job to us. And at the same time, actually, we also respect God. Okay, we also show respect to God. Then our next one. Okay, so this we have to be careful, especially you young people. You have a lot ideas. You are very natural people. You will learn that from school, but be careful. Do not bring everything to our church. Our church is holy. We have to use God's way to serve the Lord. When you bring the system from outside, then just bring the chaos, you know, chaotic. You just bring the chaos into our church. Just bring the ungodliness to our church. Okay, I'm serious. Even you learn not knowledge from the outside, from your school, from the system, especially how to manage our church, how to manage. And some brothers and sisters, some council members use whatever they learn from outside, from the society, from school, then apply that to the school, to the church. Then it turned out we just lost ground. Our root become shaken. Okay. So we just be obedient and show our respect to the Lord. Then the next one is the law of purity. Let's turn to Leviticus chapter 10. Verse 9. So actually you can see the screen. Okay, I just read it from the screen. Okay, chapter 9, we read it all together. 1, 2, 3, go. Ten. Eleven. Okay. So here I mentioned the wine and intoxicating drink. So when we drink wine, then what happening? What's the consequence? When you drive the car, you will get a blur, right? You will see double vision. You will see double vision. When you drive this way, when you drive, of course we have to drive the right side, right? Right lane. And left lane is for the other direction. When you see the other coming car, oncoming car, and then you maybe consider you know, of course, I never drunk, so I have experience. Just imagine, you know, imagine why, you know, head on collision. Why? What happening? Head on. That's the brother. What's his name? Daniel Zheng. Daniel Zheng's brother, David Zheng, yeah, David Zheng, yeah. Now David Zheng, many years ago, when they went to Las Vegas, and the welcome back, they just hit the oncoming car, and of course, somebody just got hurt, and they have to call ambulance and 911. And helicopter just descended to the spot. Yeah. And the drunk drivers died on the scene. So why it happened? Because the driver drank wine and then he lose the sense. He just lost the sense, normal sense. So he cannot judge anymore. Then lost judgment, lost the power to judge. So in the same way, when we take a drink of wine, then we are lost judgment. We are lost ability to judge. Then the wine represents the entertainment, you know, entertainment. Of course, sometimes we need to relax, right? But if we lose self-control, then just turn to ungodliness and just lose our sense. Especially today, when we just try to please ourselves, just let us make feel good, then we lost our sense. We have lost the ability of judgment. Let's turn to Hosea chapter 4. Hosea chapter 4, verse 11. Hollow tree wine and new wine enslave the heart. The hollow tree, the wine and new wine enslave the heart. So we steal the discernment, we steal the judgment. The hollow tree means what? You know, yeah. Then one, new one, instead of the heart. So be careful. That's why the Bible commanded the priest and Levites should not drink the wine. Okay. And the second, that you may distinguish between holy and unholy, and between unclean and clean. So when we instill worldly thoughts, instill poisonous thoughts, then we cannot tell what is right and what is wrong. If we instill by the poisonous thought, or in volume system, if we adopt their thought, their thinking, their volume system, and then we cannot tell what is right and what is wrong. Okay. Like nowadays, the school will teach you evolution, right? And they won't talk about creation. And some of the children, they just adopt whatever the teacher teach them. So it turned out when they came to the church, they won't believe the creation. They won't believe creation. That one teacher, he served RE teachers, and after he received such kind of message, and when he came to church to teach RE students, she has a lot of debate in her heart, because the school taught her revolution, but in the Bible taught her about creation, and she got confused. So it turned out she just stopped coming church, and also quit the job as RE teacher because she could not tell what is right and what is wrong. Because she drink wine and intoxicating drink. And then 11, then we may teach our children of Israel. So if we keep our mind clean, then we are able to teach our next generations. If we could not make an example, or we just drink wine and we cannot make it clear, we cannot tell what is right and what is wrong, then how can we teach our next generations? Right? So we have to stand firm and be filled with the Holy Spirit and read the Bible. So this is the law of the purity. The key point is do not drink wine. And wine represents the worldly volume system or the entertainment. Whatever just make us feel good, taste good, and look good. Then God declares that it's clean and unclean. So we can see clean and unclean animals. We have five categories. The first one is animals. Animals are having clothing, hoofs, and chewing the cud is clean. Do you know this one? Maybe you don't have any idea, right? Okay. Do you see the split hoof? Split hoof? The left side, then right side is unsplit. So you can see the difference, right? Like swine is a split or not split. Split, yeah, but not chewing the cud. Okay. And camel is non-unsplit. Camel is unsplit. Even they chewing the cud. Like a cow chewing the cud. Cow has a four stomachs. You know, so it's so amazing. They only eat grass, right? Like outside grass. You know, in the farm, they raise many cows, right? And just eat the grass. And it turned out they can produce milk for us. And also, it's not a protein in cow's body. Just eat grass. The more the cud, then the more milk they produce. So, what's the spiritual meaning to us? Be separated to the Lord. Split, so be separate. We split, right? We separate two groups. So separate to the Lord, we are different. We are different nation. We are chosen people and also royal family and royal priest. I meditate the rule of God because the cow has four stomachs. So just vomit and then eat again, then vomit and eat again. So just continually do the same process. So in the same way, when we listen to the word of God, when we listen to the sermon, then after we go home, sometimes before we go to bed, and then we can meditate, just ponder. And when we meditate the word of God, then will become ours, okay? Become ours. That's why many members receive many training and attend many seminars, but it turned out they cannot deliver Bible study, they cannot deliver sermon. They forgot everything. Actually, if you just take notes and if you are assigned to deliver sermon, you just follow the notes, right? You just follow the notes from the other pastors. You just follow, you just bring the notes to the pulpit. Even you can read, right, and just turn the Bible, you can do it if you have the heart. So we just meditate the word of God. If you study chemistry or you study any kind of subject, if you just read and then without meditation, without pondering, then after you go back to school, nothing, right? Because you did not do the process. So this is the learning process. The learning process. So we have to go through this process of meditation. And if we did not do this process, and according to the Bible, this belongs to unclean animals, unclean. And the next one, fish. You can see two fish here, and left side is without a fin, then right side with a fin is the fin. Maybe you only know how to eat a fish, right? Enjoy fish. But you cannot tell where the scale and fin, where is fin. So scale, let's say again, fish having fins and scales is clean. So scales, which means protect ones from being polluted. So scales protect us. Right? Yeah, nowadays, the chemical pollution in the ocean is so serious, it's so severe. Right? So we have to protect for ourselves. How to protect ourselves? You can see the fish. If the fish have scales, then you can eat. You can eat more. If without a scale, then even your mom or if you order fish from restaurant, then you have to be careful. Right? Without a scale, Don't eat it, because maybe polluted by the chemical. And fins, with fins, then they can go against the current. They can go against the current. And without a fin, of course, they just follow the trend, the current. Then just follow. They cannot go against, they swim against the current. So in the same way, we should against the great tidings of the world. This world is some trend. When you go to bookstores, then you look at magazine, right? Some magazines is a trend, a new trend, especially for the youth, for you. What kind of hair, you know, the new style, and what kind of dressing, new style, what kind of shoes, you know, shoes. Also, some wheels under the shoes, right? Of course, you are too old, yeah. And also, both sides will give you the light. And what kind of computer and your cell phones, so new trend and also thinking that also the world in Taiwan they have some word I never heard before because I lived for many years and they say chao hao and chao chao bang chao bang chao that is very very good super good super they say everything put a chao special, you know, extra. So that's their word. And this will become trend. So in the same way, the trend in terms of thinking, the idea, theory. Then the third, birds. Having nothing to do with eating carcasses, moving in the night and being of earth is clean. So which means the birds, like some eagles, eagles they eat dead body, then it's not clean. It belongs to unclean. So it has nothing to do with carcasses. And also moving in the night. Okay, so we can learn from the birds, do not live according to our flesh. Walk in the light and focus of things above. Moving in the daytime, not in the night. In the night, belong to unclean, I think. Let me see. We go back to Leviticus. Chapter 10. Chapter 10, verse 13, verse 13. We can see some birds, many birds here. And most of them is unclean because some of them like eat a dead body and they are so ferocious and they are so greedy and they like moving in the night. And even some of them are half beast and half bird. And this is the abomination to the Lord, belong to unclean. And number four, flying insects. Living on the earth is clean. The leaping, the jump, jump, which means we have to lift up ourselves, lift up our spirituality, lift up our spirituality. Do not just cling to the ground. If we cling to the ground, which means we just cling to this world, Okay. So we should lift up our spirituality. Do not set our eyes on this earth. Because this earth, everything will pass by, right? Pass away. Even your age, if you reach 20, 30, and 40, then you get very successful, right? And then 50, 60, 70, then you can see many successful people after 70 or even 40, they suffer from stroke. Then they have to sit on the wheelchair. Then what's the point to them? Then what's the dignity to them? What's the honor for them? Nothing, right? I saw one of our sisters who is a very high position in a company, and her boss has retired already. And one time, she invited some brothers and sisters for dinner for the fellowship, and also including her boss, previous boss. At that time, her voice was speaking so elegant, so powerful, and very knowledgeable, just retired from the work. But after a couple of years, her boss suffered from a stroke. Then it just became, the saliva just dripping from the mouth, and then it suffered from evolution, hallucination. He considered the remote control just like a gun, so he always carried the remote control on the belt. And when he see anybody, just like evil people, bad guy, so he prepared, pull out the, he considered the remote control is gun, so he said, shoot, just like a go back 3 years old boy. So his mind just go back 3 years boy. This is the famous people. It's powerful people like this way. So what's the point? If you only pursue the earth, if you only pursue the worldly things, fix our eyes on worldly things, then what's the point in the end? Right? Okay. Any questions for the clean and unclean animals? Then the next one, the leprosy is like a sin in many ways. Leprosy. It begins as nothing. In the beginning, when anybody has a leprosy, in the beginning, nothing. Just a spot, one spot, like a red spot, nothing. So we didn't notice. We didn't take a special note because it's nothing. It is a penis in its first stage, no pain. So when we develop bad habit, of course, no pain. Only we also get a reward from bad habit. So in the first stage, no pain. Then it grows slowly. Slowly grow and grow, the same, just grow and grow. Need 9 months like a baby. Need 9 months in the mother's womb, 9 months. And after 9 months, deliver a baby, then deliver the sin. When sin deliver a baby, then which means we are out, you know. So, grows slowly. It often remains for a while and then returns. So sometimes look at us, recover already, but just come back again. Like cancer, you know. Some cancer, look at us, okay, right? If a cancer patient receive chemotherapy, and after chemotherapy, they might recover. But after certain years or certain months, may come back again. So the same look like this, and leprosy also like this. It alarms the sense one cannot feel in the affected area. So this is a very dangerous disease because they lose the sense, and they don't feel pain. So they, if you say, if you go to see doctor, why should I, right? Because feel no pain, they feel no problem, right? And it causes decay and deformity and loss the image of God's glory and self-esteem. So when anybody have a leprosy, then they walk on the street, they have the same, unclean, unclean, walk away from me, walk away from me. It's so shameful, right? It's so shameful. If somebody catch cold, and this cold will contagious to someone, and they just cry out, walk away from me, walk away from me. I catch cold. It's so embarrassing. Yeah. If it gives a person a repulsive appearance, so this situation of leprosy. And the principles to proclaim leprosy. How do we know somebody has leprosy? This is a priest's job. And this is very tough because they have to check, and sometimes they just let the patient go home and waiting for another 7 days, then you come back, then let me see. Okay. Like some doctor, he said, go home, then after 7 days, he come back to see me, what happened. So The first principle is to see whether the hair in the plaque has changed color or not. So the first principle is to see, like you want to be a doctor, right? You have to learn some principles, same. Right? So the first principle is to see whether the hair changed color. And the second one is to see whether the plaque has been spread or not. Spread. If it's spread, then which means it's a leprosy. The priest will announce it's leprosy, proclaim it's leprosy. Then third principle is to see whether the plaque is deeper than the skin or not. If it's deeper than skin, then it's leprosy. So remember three principles because in Leviticus, there are two chapters talk about leprosy, and it's long chapters, maybe 50 verses, right? So long chapters. So how to make a conclusion is tough for you. So I just try to make a conclusion and to draw the main point for you. So three principles. The first one is hair. The second one whether spread or not. Then the third one is deeper than the skin or not, so will be easy for you, right? So you also can teach your young generation, your RET student. So we just make it simple, we just make it easier for you. So three principles. Then the way to restore the fellowship, because after anybody has a leprosy, then they have to keep in quarantine. They have to be isolated from the society. So the way to restore the fellowship, just keep far away from everybody. Right? Then to be burned or get rid of it, if any articles, any materials are touched by leprosy people, then such items or articles have to be burned. To be a safe way. They all get a view of it. So if we talk about a sin the same way, because the Bible says, do not associate with evil people. Do not associate with evil people. Right? And burn or get rid of it. We have to get rid of the sin, far away from sin. Okay. Then thank God, we move so quick. Yeah. Any questions? Hopefully, you will review the your folder, your notes again. Then you will get a better clear, better picture. Okay. Any questions? Question soldiers. No questions. Okay, good. So far, so bad. I know. Okay, let's play in science. Amen.